WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, Attorney General Gravier Graywall is directing all prosecutors across New Jersey to waive minimum prison terms for nonviolent drug offenses. Graywall made the announcement today, which comes roughly 2 years after a state criminal sentencing disposition commission called for the elimination of the minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. That's the same year Graywall himself wrote an op-ed decrying them. Part of Governor Murphy's sweeping gun agenda announced last week includes changes to the way active shooter drills are handled in the state's school system. He says the State Department of Education must now develop better informed and age-appropriate standards for lockdown drills
that encourage preparation over simulation, that bar the use of simulated gunshots, provide advance notice to parents about planned drills.
Murphy also wants drills to prohibit rewarding children for fighting off potential gunmen during a drill. Even though the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still on pause, New Jersey expanded vaccination efforts to encompass people 16 and older today. 16 and 17-year-olds are only eligible to receive the Pfizer vaccine and must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. The state has been allocated more than 460,000 doses of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines this week alone. New Jersey is adding another option when it comes to gender on licenses. The Motor Vehicle Commission says individuals can now use an X if they don't want to specify male or female. To get ahead of many unauthorized parties, Homeshare Marketplace Airbnb is prohibiting most one-night stays at homes over July 4th weekend. The company's Ben Bright says only certain guests will be able to make these short-stay bookings.
Only to those who have earned trust on the platform, who have a history of positive reviews.
In a crackdown on so-called party houses late last summer, Airbnb suspended or removed dozens of Jersey properties from its platform. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
It's 10:04. Here's New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
On Route 46 eastbound, we now have at least one lane open over by Broad Street and Palisades Park with those down power lines. So traffic is getting through, and the westbound side is completely open. The northbound eastern spur of the turnpike is closed. There's work on the eastbound Bay Extension, 14 to 14A. Parkway slows a bit north, 143 to 145 with construction, and the AC Expressway with westbound work, exit 14 to the Egg Harbor Tolls with two lanes out of service. Delsey Drive is closed in Dennisville between Petersburg Road and Tyler Road for construction. That's till the end of May. And across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, Holland Tunnel closes at 11. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Passing shower, even a stray thunder shower early tonight, then turning out clear, a low in the mid-40s. Becoming warmer tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, then afternoon high in the lower 70s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, low in the low and mid-50s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and turning breezy. It could be a shower in the morning, more numerous showers. Maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday afternoon, high in the mid-60s. Windy, much cooler on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
All right, we have got 52 degrees in Voorhees, 52 degrees in Wayne, 56 degrees Red Bank. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather made possible by New Jersey Lottery. The new Super 50X ticket from the New Jersey Lottery packs a whopping 50 chances to win, is loaded with $100 and $500 prizes. So look for the biggest scratch-off ticket you see in store. It's too big to miss because anything can happen in Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5.